In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of kind of opening a gift, opening a present, what we get tomorrow, game two of Jaden Daniels, the Patriots got last night with Drake May. Drake May looked pretty good last night. He made one throw that the internet is still oohing and aahing about today. Have you seen this toss?
The deep shot?
About 55 yards in the air, moved in the pocket with a little Drew Brees shoulder shuck, and then dropped a seed downfield that ended up not being caught by the receiver, as I said, 55 yards downfield. But it was one of those, Jacoby Brissett can't do that. There's not a whole lot of guys that are going to make that throw. And after the game, the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo, came out and said, this is still an open competition. We don't know who our starter is. I think we've all assumed all along it's Brissett, and I still think that's the case. I give you credit because you said at one point you thought maybe Drake May does end up starting, even though nobody's been suggesting that at any point, and I still don't see it. But he played a good bit last night. He was the best quarterback on the field for them. And at least, if you believe what's being said, I'm more of a what-are-you-doing, sure, not-what-are-you-saying guy. But Mayo, in his first year, is now saying the competition's still going. And the Patriots come here for what could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Next weekend, FedEx Field, the only preseason game in Landover, Maryland, that's going to be played ahead of week one. The only chance you'll get, if they're going to play Jaden Daniels, to see him, could be a Daniels versus May first half next week.
Indeed. And the, you know, for the Patriots, you'd think they're more likely to play starters in that third preseason game, maybe, than Washington would be because of that competition. I mean, to me, this is a pretty simple thing. If you acknowledge who you are, and I know it's not really fun for a head coach, it's trying to start his career, trying to establish the culture and their winning ways, and this is how we're going to do things. But if there's a true acknowledgement of what New England is at this point, you'd go, we're probably picking top five. We're the least talented roster in the sport, or close to it, and there's not much going on here that's worth a darn. That screams to me not placeholder quarterback. That screams to me not the only reason you'd play Jacoby Brissett is if you were afraid that Drake May would get hurt.
So I agree with what you're saying in the sense that if they're still playing Jacoby Brissett 8-9 weeks into the year, but you can't play Drake May until you think he's ready. And even though I think he's ready, they're around him every day and they may come up with a different evaluation. But if they're doing the old faithful, antiquated NFL bit where it's just as simple as, right now, Jacoby Brissett gives us the best chance to win games. He's seen a thing or two. Well, that's stupid. But if they're saying, I don't want to play Drake May yet because he's not going to be able to get the ball out fast enough. He's not going to process fast enough. He still has this mechanical thing we're working through.
And that's the distinction to me.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's the distinction to me. Is it like, AKA, he's going to hurt himself, right? Because he's not going to know where the blitz is coming from. I'm just speaking hypothetically. If it's, the performance may not be that great and they might lose, you got that covered. You're going to lose. I don't care who's walking through that door to play quarterback.
I think they're going to be terrible.
I do too.
And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. This had nothing to do with the preseason game last night. I just think that the entire operation, I don't even mean the roster, is a huge question mark right now. I hope Gerard Mayo has a lot of success because it could lead to a kind of another way of hiring coaches, to be honest.
Almost like NBA style, right? Where you were just playing 5 minutes ago. You pay your dues for a couple of years, and then boom, you're the young, enthusiastic head coach that can relate to guys you shared a locker room with.
That guy's never been in another building.
Yeah.
He's never coached in another building. He's only been a position coach. I don't think he's ever interviewed anywhere else. If I'm wrong about that, I'll look that up. But I'm pretty sure it's just he's a kind of New England lifer who's got a relationship with Robert Kraft and was seen as a future head coaching candidate, And as soon as the season ended and they decided to move on from Bill Belichick, he became the front runner for that job, and he got the gig pretty quickly. I don't know how exhaustive or thorough that coaching search was. So maybe they evaluated correctly a couple years ago when they said he'll be a great head coach. But I got questions about him.
Sure.
Elliot Wolf, who they elevated to being the GM. Same kind of deal. I mean, he was around. They had him operating as an interim GM while they were interviewing a bunch of other people and eventually just kind of settled on him.
Yeah, they seem very pleased with what he's done, I guess. I don't know.
Even though the trade this week, I think it's smart that they traded a guy that didn't want to be there at his current value and his current rate. Move on from Matthew Judon, go get a third-round pick, which could be huge for them. I mean, if they're picking early like you think and I think they are, to add a pick in the top three rounds, Atlanta probably middle of the first round type pick next year is a big, big deal. Maybe that's a weapon for Drake May. Maybe that's a starting offensive lineman. Maybe it's an impact defender. Who knows? But still, I don't really get what their plan is right now. I don't really know what they're thinking as an organization. I think with most teams, I could file them into a bucket. Like, I know what the Commanders' idea of themselves is. A lot of these other teams, I don't really know what New England thinks. And it seems like the expectation, at least within the fan base, when I talk to people that are Patriots fans that consume a lot of content from that area of the country, is, oh, they got a lot of veterans. They're going to be a lot better than people think. They're going to be frisky. They're going to win some games. I don't see it. I just think they're going to be bad. And within the first month or so, I think you should turn the reins over to May and just see what's what.
Yeah, especially in that division. You know what I mean? Like, and that's, there are a couple teams that I'm with you on where I go, I'm not sure exactly what the plan is. And when I do see the plan, I go, well, that's not very smart. That's not a good way to do it. Like, the Raiders is another example. You're in a buzzsaw of a division, right? With the Kansas City Chiefs up at the top. We think the Chargers will be better under Jim Harbaugh. And, you know, Denver's hadn't been atrocious. They were 8-9 last year. The Raiders are going, we're going to go journeyman, Jag, Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell type quarterback with an okay roster. Either get good or get bad, right? Like this, the way they're doing it right now doesn't seem to be on the path to anywhere other than third or fourth place in the division. And it's very, very Washington West, right? As they were for so many years under Snyder. There are a couple teams like that where I'm going, I'm not really sure if you know who you are. I got a good feel for it. You're either delusional or you're willing to accept mediocrity.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.